Alleluia, alleluia. I am the first and the last, says the Lord, and the living one. I was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore.
Alleluia.
Hear the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Mark. When the Sabbath was over, Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James, and Salome bought spices so that they might go and anoint Jesus' body. Very early on the first day of the week, just after the sunrise, they were on their way to the tomb, and they asked each other, "Who will roll the stone away from the entrance of the tomb?" But when they looked up, they saw that the stone, which was very large, had been rolled away. As they entered the tomb, they saw a young man dressed in a white robe sitting on the right side, and they were alarmed. "Don't be alarmed," he said. "You're looking for Jesus the Nazarene, who was crucified. He has risen. He is not here. See the place where they laid him. But go and tell his disciples and Peter, he is going ahead of you into Galilee. There you will see him just as he told you." Trembling and bewildered, the women went out and fled from the tomb. They said nothing to anyone because they were afraid. This is the gospel of the Lord. Father God, Lord Jesus, Holy Spirit, be present with us now and help us to know you risen and alive in our lives. Amen. Do be seated, and this is a time to pop and get some more colouring or quizzy things on sheets so that you, if you're a tiny person, you've got something to occupy you if you get bored. The resurrection is completely unreasonable. God has broken all the rules. I wouldn't be surprised if you or anyone in any era of history finds the idea of a dead person coming back to life difficult, unfathomable, and unbelievable. And the disciples were no different. You know, I've often wondered, because my brain works this way, why God didn't repeat all the announcements he gave at Jesus' birth and send out loads of angels to tell loads of different people and get the attention of wise men from the east that Jesus was risen from the dead. But God acted in the dark when no one was watching. Early in the morning, the women in our gospel reading are on the way to visit Jesus' corpse to anoint him with oils, liquid oils, not solid. They are thinking ahead about the very practical logistical problem of moving this heavy tombstone. That large stone represents, if you like, not only a physical barrier, but their experience of life at that time. The stone across that tomb symbolized the end, the death, not only of Jesus, but of their dream, their Messiah, their Savior, long prophesied about in the Hebrew Scriptures, our Old Testament. But Messiahs don't die, so he couldn't have been. Their hopes had been raised and were now dashed. Jesus was crucified, dead, and buried. So many had seen it and witnessed the end and seen his body buried. But God acted in the dark when no one was watching. The women didn't expect the stone to be rolled away. They don't expect an empty tomb. And they certainly didn't expect a man in white telling them that Jesus was risen and he's already ahead of them on the way to Galilee. Their first reaction, though, isn't to burst into joyful celebration. But we heard, trembling and bewildered, the women went out and fled from the tomb, and they said nothing to anyone because they were afraid. Now, for me, that makes these women all the more real and recognizable. This account of Mark is not some slick, imagined propaganda to convince everyone. In Luke's account too, the angels tell them he is risen and the women tell the disciples, and it reads, but their words seemed like nonsense to them, and they did not believe the women. In John's gospel, Mary thinks the body must have been taken, and she's asking where it is. And later, Thomas is really honest about his doubts. In Mark's gospel, a few verses later than what we heard, Jesus appeared to Mary and she tells the others while they're busy weeping and mourning. And we read, they did not believe it. Whoa. Not touching that again. And just a few minutes later, he appears to two men on the road, and they don't believe the men either. So it's not just the women. In Matthew, even when Jesus himself appears to them, we are told, but some doubted. So you're all right. You're in good company. The disciples were slow to believe, just like many of us. And I could cite factual evidence and debunk some theories, but you can read that any time. I want to tell you about Michael Bordeaux, who was a theology student in Moscow in 1959, just after Stalin, but still at the height of the communist persecution of Christians. And he attended an Easter celebration like the one I described with the candle on Holy Saturday at an Orthodox church. It was crammed full and it changed his life. He stood in the darkness, listening to the chanting of the approaching church procession. Christos Voskrese, he is risen. The Easter candle was lit and individual lights were taken from it, passed along and along. And he wrote this. In less than a minute, 5,000 individuals were united in one faith. Each candle lit up the face behind, a face that bore the deep lines of sorrow, of personal tragedy. And yet, as the face was illuminated, the suffering turned to joy, to the certain knowledge of the reality of the risen Lord. Often since that Easter midnight, he reflects, how that single 5 minutes of experience taught me the certainty of the resurrection in a way that reading 100 theological books had not managed to do. How could they be so sure? I asked myself, and the answer always came back. They have trodden the way of the cross, the hill of Calvary. Their suffering under Stalin had stripped them of every material advantage and reward. They were imprisoned. Dear ones died in every family. They do not debate the resurrection. They have experienced its reality in their own lives. They have not preserved their faith in hostile surroundings. It has preserved them. They have not preserved the faith in hostile surroundings. It has preserved them. God had acted in their darkness and can act in ours. Thinking back to that stone, I wonder what the barriers of are your barriers to believing. I wonder what hopes you have had raised and dashed and decided there's no longer any point in believing. I wonder what great stones are the barriers to your faith. God, who raised Jesus from the dead, can roll away your stones too. Amen.